Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you on the Organic Nation Listening Club, and we excited. It's Kwanzaa week, and it's so much fun to discover Kwanzaa. And we'll be broadcasting at 9 p.m. Pacific time from December 26th to January 1st at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And it's so nice because with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry, what we do on Saturdays is really like more talk radio. So that's kind of fun for us. That's at 7 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. And then we rebroadcast on the OneEssence.com at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And then on Wednesdays night, you know, we usually just do music, which is at 5 o'clock Pacific time. But on Saturdays, it's usually more talk, and on Wednesdays, it's more music. But now we're in Kwanzaa, so today is, wow, it's so nice, Umoja, unity, to strive and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kutukatalia, to define and name ourselves as well as to create and speak for ourselves. Ujima, collective works and responsibility, to build and maintain our communities together and make our brothers' problems and sisters' problems. That's interesting. Our problems and solve them together. And then is Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocations the building and developing of our communities in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Kuumba, that's me. Creativity, to do always as much as you can in the way you can in order to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherit it. Imani, faith. Wow. To believe with all of our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. And that's what we get into Kwanzaa about. And we rebroadcasting the show from, I think this is from December 26, 2011, and I have a special guest, Ralph Miles Jones III, great musician, and we're going to get to the show. So let's do this thing with Hummingbird. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. You're listening to David Arnett Cherry's Organic Nation, Portland, Oregon.
Yes. Good evening, Organic Nation. Good evening, Organic Nation. I'm your host, David Arnett Cherry, coming from you live from Portland, Oregon. And I'm with Ralph Miles Jones III. And we're going to do the continuum of Kwanzaa. And but what you just heard, and a lot of people, the first piece was like a traditional African piece, West African Ghanaian piece. And the second piece, which was most incredible for me, came out in 1969, and it featured Jimmy Heath on soprano sax, Ed Blackwell on drums. You had Buster Williams on bass, Herbie Hancock on piano, and my father, Don Cherry, and it's called Kawate. And on that record, they do go through the seven principles. So in 1969, that's when I first heard of the pretty much the seven principles. But tonight, since we've been coming to you live, we went through Umoja, unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kutatatalia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Last night we did Ujima, collective works and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our own and solve them together. Tonight is Ujima, which is cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses to profit for them together, and which is, that's really an African American thing. Are you there, Mr. Jones?
Ashe, brother.
Yes, I am.
Ashe, bang, man. Yes. But we got some surprises for you tonight, and then I have some more music for you tonight. But dang, man, that's like a heavy statement, Ujima, cooperative economics, because, I mean, I always think that I came from like the Watchtowers and then Laverne Park, and it was striving, and they gave me a chance to do my art, and then it was other artists and stuff, and everybody was doing the Ujima thing. You know, and it's hard to find communities like that. Was there a community like that when you grew up in Detroit?
Absolutely. I think like I was saying, in Detroit, everybody was working. There were so many jobs and people in our community, in the African-American community, especially, they had their own stores. It was a very positive atmosphere of people that built and maintained their own stores, and people in the neighborhoods respected that. They respected the stores and the businesses that were in our communities. When people stopped working, then these stores fell out of favor. People did not have the money to support businesses in the community.
And yeah, then they go to like Walmart and they go to other places and was destroyed and stuff. Because I remember myself, because my grandfather, he had a store, but I grew up hanging out with him. But I remember that I didn't even really deal with white stores or other cultural stores. I mean, I did in a way, but in my neighborhood, we would just go to the neighborhood shop and they had everything for you, at regional. So I remember that and stuff like that. And so I thought that was a good term. We always say in every community, even, that we need to build and maintain our stores, shops, and other businesses to profit for them together. not to think that once we do that, then we can have a unity, and then we have self-determination, and then we will have collective work and responsibility, and then people will come, and then we can, as African Americans, we just throw out stuff for the whole world, which we have, but then we have a place of culture, of our own culture, and that's what I think the most important thing. So where are you headed now, man? Because, you know, I know you're in Ohio and stuff like that and dealing with some stuff. So I'm going to Ralph and I are going to play some music later and then get into some more music. But you have a little time. I just want you to talk about what's important for you at this moment. And then we're going to come back Sunday and resolve this stuff. But right now, what is important for you?
Well, David, what's in the near future is I'm going to New York and do some concerts in New York with a friend of ours and, you know, yours, Adam Rudolph, who I've been working with for a lot of years. His Moving Pictures Ensemble is going to be performing in New York at the Zinc Bar, actually on the 6th of January, and a couple of days later, I'm going to do something with the Japanese buto dancer, Ogori.
Yeah, Wow.
Yeah, so it's just a couple of performances that I'm excited about doing always. It's good to, you know, work with the Moving Pictures Ensemble, Graham Haynes and Jerome Harris, Kenny Wessel. I'm trying to think
of you doing something with Graham, too, man? Graham?
Oh, yeah. Great.
When I say he's a bad cat, man, I love him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I mean, everybody is. I'm sorry?
And also, you do the Cal Arts thing. We're going to come back next Sunday and talk about that. But there's a lot of opportunities for students in California, especially to come to Cal Arts, which is in Valencia, to study
art.
And you've been working with them for, 19 years?
Yeah, 19 years I've been doing I've been on the music faculty for the California State Summer School for the Arts, and the last 4 years I've been co-chair of the music department, along with Kamal Kenyatta, teaches at University of San Diego, who's also from Detroit as well. So it's like really outstanding faculty, and you know it's a great summer program for serious music students, high school students. Yeah.
Wow, man. We're gonna come back and talk about that more. But you got those flutes. You told me about the flute. Can you hear the dudes and goody? Yeah. everybody heard that out there. That was I was saying the Duzon Guni. I learned that from my father, Don Cherry. Those, if you don't know, Duzon means hunter. Guni means guitar. It's a six-string instrument from Bamako, Mali. And what was you playing?
I was playing some indigenous flutes, aerophones, indigenous aerophones.
Dang, man, it's bad. And you've been listening to Organic Nation, Organic Nation, and we've been talking about Ujima. Ujima, that's a good, I just like that. Ujima, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. And we are artists, that's what we try to do. I mean, we maintain our music and hang and try to shop everybody's stuff and do business.
Right.
And try to circulate the music, but the music is important. And Kuumba's coming up, creativity. But, wow, man, you going to join me on Sunday?
Yeah, I sure will, David, absolutely.
Oh, man, absolutely. It's been a great trip, man, with you and stuff like that. And I hate to cut you off, but then I do have some great music, so I hope that you hold on. But I have some other stuff that we're going to connect to. But thank you. We have Ralph Miles Jones III, great artist, teacher, educator at Oberlin, all over the world, CalArts, and great artist, musician. And I've been blessed to work with him since 1985. And the interesting thing is that, you know, I went to do a quartet with harmonica, with the melodica and sax and bass and drums, and I met Ralph, and then he said, I know what you want, and then he turned me on to, like, Benny Maupin and Jack DeJohnette, and Jack DeJohnette played the melodica with Benny, and I was like, oh, dang, man, it's a, you know, being a melodica player, it's that horn, keyboard horn you play in, there's no reference from my dad and maybe Pablo Augustus, and other people is now coming out with it. But back then, it was like, dang, there's no reference.
Yeah,
but then, man, we did the harmonica. I'm going to come back with that on you. I got some stuff for you. But thank you much for hanging. And we're going to come back and really get back into it. But it was nice to play music with you, and hope everybody came through. But there it is, Organic Nation, David Arnett Cherry.
All right, brother.
Peace. You're listening to David Arnett Cherry's Organic Nation, Portland, Oregon.